I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. An Aldi haul.
Yeah. So this weekend I went to Aldi, which is a European German grocery store that has several locations in the U.S. and I believe they're expanding pretty rapidly in the U.S. as well. I always think it's an interesting sort of grocery store to go to. I used to go, you know, now and then back when I lived with my family in Charlotte. They always have, for one thing, great prices. Like Aldi, I think, is notably cheap for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. They also tend to have like a distinctly different selection of products than you would see in a typical American grocery store brand. So it's always like kind of fun to see, you know, what the European equivalent of a lot of our baseline products is.
Definitely. Also, I don't know if our listeners know this. I mean, obviously, you guys are very snack-aware people, so this might be common knowledge to you. But if you didn't know, Trader Joe's is owned by Aldi.
Yes. So it was purchased by Aldi for the record.
But
so,
it's been run by Aldi for a long time.
But they don't have any like shared product lines or anything like that, as far as I know.
Correct.
Like I don't believe there's really any overlap in terms of the product offering of Trader Joe's and Aldi.
No.
Nor does either brand like appear affiliated with the other in any way at all.
No. Though they have been a subsidiary of Aldi since 1979.
79?
Long time.
Wait, 1979?
79 is when Trader Joe's got acquired by Aldi.
Wow. Okay, interesting. Wow, I did not realize it was that long ago.
Yep.
Just to go on this tangent here a little bit, I wonder why Aldi decided to, you know,
Keep it as is,
sure, and then like grow it to a really large brand behemoth in the U.S., and then also start to add a lot of Aldi-branded stores in the U.S.? Like, I wonder why they didn't just capitalize on the existing Trader Joe's branding.
I don't know.
You know?
I think that Trader Joe's has, like, a very specific, you know, connotation in people's minds.
That's true. I mean, I have a friend who shops at Aldi very frequently because of the low price point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, Trader Joe's doesn't necessarily have that association.
Yeah, it's not like Aldi expensive either. But
Trader Joe's is not expensive, but it's also not cheap.
No.
Whereas Aldi is oftentimes like distinctly
really
cheap.
Yeah. And I think that also, right? It's like you don't want to like Trader Joe's in people's minds is not like your solo grocery store, I think.
I will say I would struggle to make Aldi my solo grocery store as well.
Do that in Europe?
I don't know, man. That's a whole different thing. But like the supermarket culture in the U.S., like
it's different.
You know, like what you could get at a Publix is like an order of magnitude more than what you get at an Aldi.
That's very true. Yeah.
I think there are some very large Aldis, but like as far as most Aldis that I've been to, they definitely wouldn't be a substitute.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say I think that Aldi. Like, if I'm looking for a store that's considered, like, a budget grocery store, kind of, in people's minds,
mm-hmm.
Aldi would easily be my favorite, because I think they managed to maintain some of that European panache, that European flair,
mm-hmm.
Despite their budget price bracket.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have, like, a really nice little wine section going on. They have a lot of interesting cheeses. They have a lot of, fun baked goods and stuff like that, which I think, you know, if you go to, like, a Food Lion, for example, which is another budget grocery store, I would say. Like, you definitely don't.
Yeah,
it's not the case.
At least it doesn't feel that way.
It does not feel that way to me. Like, I don't want to shit on Food Lion. I'm sure there are plenty of people who love shopping at Food Lion, but I will say I've personally never been a fan.
I mean, maybe it's just, like, our familiarity with it.
No, I've been to a fair number of Food Lions.
As in, like, maybe if you were European and you came to Food Lion, you'd be like, oh, this has some American charm. I don't know.
Is American charm a thing? Hot take? Sorry. Okay. I don't want to. Anyway.
Just a quick side note also is that the other huge grocery store chain in Europe that I believe is also German. Little Lidl?
Lidl?
I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
L-I-D-L.
Also
expanding heavily into the U.S. right now.
It is. I personally prefer Aldi between
Vastly.
The two.
I prefer Aldi by a landslide. I don't like Lidl. L-I-D-L. I don't know. Now I don't know how to pronounce it. Could you look that up? But yeah, I vastly prefer Aldi. I've never had a good experience at Lidl.
Never, you say.
I mean, I've been only a few times, but I didn't enjoy it.
It's Lidl in Lidl. In German and Lidl in the UK. So
Lidl.
Obviously, it's
Lidl.
Oh, I was going to say obviously it's Lidl.
Well, I mean, if it's Lidl in the UK, then I feel like it's probably Lidl in the US too. Like, I don't know if the US is really a stickler for authentic pronunciation. It's probably Lidl most properly.
Yes.
But most commonly Lidl.
Yeah. In any case,
after that long introduction on European grocery stores, let's get down to the product at hand. Coconut macaroons, chocolatey flavor.
Which, for what it's worth, will be the first of quite a few.
Like, not a ton, but I think four or five different Aldi-sourced snacks.
Which we'll note whenever that happens.
Yeah, we'll be rolling it out over the next, you know, couple dozen episodes. Yeah. Probably the next dozen episodes.
Yeah.
So these are I think we've had like a decent number of coconut macaroons on this show.
Yep.
This is, of course, macaroons with two consecutive O's.
Of course.
Which are, I guess, like kind of like lumpy coconut-based cookies.
Yep.
Of sorts. Baked goods.
Italian in origin?
I believe yep. so.
Italian yes. in origin.
So this, it says 6 large Belgian chocolatey macaroons. And I will say, it says the word chocolatey twice on this face here. And whenever people do things like that, I always wonder if it's because it's not actually legally allowed to be called chocolate.
I don't think chocolatey is one of those chocolate fake words.
It might be. Especially, I think in the EU, they're like a lot more stringent about what you can and can't call things than in the US. Like all the DOP stuff and all that stuff. Like
right, so which like makes me think that chocolate sounds too close to chocolate to be allowed to be fake chocolate.
I kind of feel like chocolatey is not actually chocolate because it says in the ingredients, there's no chocolate as an ingredient. There's low-fat cocoa powder, but there's no chocolate. So I kind of feel like it is just chocolatey, but not chocolate. Because I feel like, you know, if you call the flavor of this thing coconut macaroons chocolatey, that's fine, right? But when you call them 6 large Belgian chocolatey macaroons, I feel like Belgian chocolate would be much more reasonable. But Belgian chocolate is probably a protected term.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that is intentional because it's not.
Did you notice that when you bought these?
No, I just noticed it right now. Which, I mean, is fine. Like, it has cocoa powder in it. Like,
yeah. There
are a lot of things that you use for baking purposes that aren't quite chocolate. That's my theory here, but maybe not.
These are huge also.
Yeah, first of all, these are very large. Also, like, more cookie-shaped than most macaroons.
Yeah, they're not.
They're, like, flat and large.
They're not thick. They're not as thick as...
They're not as... I mean, they're still very thick compared to a cookie.
Right.
But they're not at all as thick as, like, most macaroons.
Right.
So we've had, I think, what, 2 or 3 brands of macaroons in the past?
Yeah.
And they've all been, like, pretty good. I don't know if there's been any, like, standouts, per se.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the other one is.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
I like it. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's sweeter than most macaroons. Like, it's got, like, a distinctly sugary, kind of like the coconut filling in like an Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like that.
That's true, actually, yeah.
It's
not super chocolatey.
No. Chocolate is mild. I mean, it's there. You can tell it's there. But it's definitely mild.
I mean, compared to the visual amount of chocolate in this, the chocolate taste is definitely less.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's definitely like an apparent flavor, but much less than you would think looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm also starting to get the impression, though, that like flavoring coconut macaroons is kind of hard, maybe. But I think the coconut is like a very strong flavor. Yeah. There's so much of it. That's like, pretty much all there is here.
It's like getting a banana and like a milkshake or something.
Yeah, it just kind of dominates.
It becomes a banana milkshake no matter what else is in it.
Exactly. Like, very true. Very true on the milkshake front, for the record. But I think it's actually very good macaroons.
It's a good macaroon, actually.
Yeah. It's very moist.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, and this might be, you know, blasphemous with regards to some tenet of macaroon creation, But I kind of prefer this shape to the normal macaroon shape because I feel like it lets you take a couple bites of it. It doesn't require like this enormous, like, you know, huge bite of the girth of the macaroon. I like the shape.
I don't mind this shape. I don't know that I necessarily prefer it.
I think I prefer this shape.
I think that if it's a smaller macaroon, then it doesn't really matter because you can kind of just pop the whole thing in your mouth. But I don't mind the shape. I think the shape is, you know, something that you're maybe a little bit more familiar with if you're not eating a lot of macaroons, since it's more like a cookie.
Yeah.
It also, like, the chocolate didn't really melt much, which...
No, which is nice.
Is nice, and also maybe because it's not chocolate.
Maybe. But regardless, I would say it's overall a good macaroon.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's a standout macaroon. I think, honestly, if there's been one takeaway from our series on macaroons, like... Unlike our series on, say, mac and cheese, the standard deviation of macaroons is not that great.
At least from store-bought ones.
Yeah, they all kind of seem the same.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one of the most difficult snacks to really rank against each other and differentiate. Yeah. I think they all kind of taste quite similar.
Yeah. I think this one might be a little bit better than a couple other ones we've had. It's a little bit more moist.
I think there was one that I disliked. I'm trying to struggle to remember which one it was.
So we had the regular one and the chocolate one and the chocolate chip one. And
the chocolate chip one I didn't like.
The chocolate chip one, you couldn't even tell.
You couldn't tell it was chocolate chips, but it tastes like just like the regular one.
Right.
The chocolate one just looked unappetizing and I didn't like it. It had that weird little kind of cocoa-y fake flavor to it.
Yeah.
Didn't enjoy that one. This is, I would say, like, this is on par with the best that we've had. It's not, like, a head and shoulders above anything.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on par with the best we've had.
Not bad.
And, you know, if you're in Aldi and you feel like some macaroons, I think it's a perfectly good choice.
Yeah. It is Benton's.
I didn't think we said that. Yeah. Benton's coconut macaroons. I think Benton's might be an Aldi brand.
Okay.
Aldi has a ton of brands that don't really look like Aldi brands. They look like other brands, but they're, like, all Aldi brands. Let's see.
It sounds British, but...
Distributed and sold exclusively by Aldi.
There you go.
In Batavia, Illinois. What? I feel like I've seen other things also in Batavia, Illinois. Is that like...
Batavia, Illinois, you say?
Why is it in Batavia?
Batavia, it's a suburb of Chicago, but...
Oh, is Trader Joe's also located in... Like, is that where their U.S. corporate office is?
Theirs is in California.
Give me a moment. I'm going to go.
The Aldi, the U.S. Aldi subsidiary.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. In Batavia.
I just kind of feel like I've seen some non-Aldi products that are also in Batavia. I'm wondering why.
Have you?
Have I not? I might not have, to be honest.
It's where Abraham Lincoln's wife is from. Mary Todd Lincoln.
Wow. Who knew?
Who knew?
The only thing I know about Mary Todd Lincoln is that she was the most annoying character in the movie Lincoln. Like, oh my god, she was annoying. Like, one of the most annoying characters in film overall. I hope that's not, like, an offensive take in any way, because I think she suffered from mental illness. But, like, my god, it was just hard to watch her for the entire, like, 2.5 hour runtime of that film.
So, on the flip side, good acting.
Oh, yeah, great acting. Oscar-worthy acting for sure, but, like...
I don't remember that.
Unpleasant watching.
But...
I thought it was an incredibly overrated movie.
Yeah.
Which, the fact that you don't remember it probably speaks to that.
I remember thinking it was boring.
It wasn't very good, I think. It was, you know, very hyped, and in my opinion, not very good.
Hmm.
Anyway. Back, this has been a very discursive episode. Back to the macaroons, I would say that we'll finish them for sure.
Yeah.
There's also a pretty small pack, only like 6 macaroons in this pack.
Kind of nice.
I would...
Probably not buy them again.
I would not buy them again, just because, again, like, macaroons are just not really a thing that I particularly want to have around the house.
Phenomenal.
Which I've yet to have one that I think is, like, mind-blowingly good or anything. Yeah. I'm not even sure that it has the range to be that phenomenal, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I would recommend them, like, I would, like, kind of casually, like, don't go out of your way to buy them, but, like, if you feel like macaroons and you're at Aldi, a good choice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're very, affordably priced.
Yeah.
On
the store-bought macaroon scale, I'd probably give them...
Seven,
yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.